here at the 70th Annual National Agriculture Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City, Missouri, and just wrapped up the foundation luncheon, and standing in front of me is another one of the scholarship recipients, Stacy Sager, and she is from The Ohio State University. First of all, tell me a little bit about your background in agriculture and what's brought you to this event.
I grew up in a fair-to-finish hog farm in western Ohio and had the opportunity to get involved in the 4-H and FFA program, and I think that really sparked my interest in the agricultural industry. I have since went on to Ohio State and really bit into the opportunity to share the story, help bridge that gap between producers and consumers. This past summer, I had the chance to intern with the Ohio AgNet and really interview farmers and leading industry members and figure out where our industry is going and how I can help them get there. And I thoroughly support I thoroughly appreciate the support of the NAFB Scholarship Endowment Fund, because it's really given me the opportunity to come here today and learn more about the industry.
You have a strong passion and background in the agriculture industry, and so it's no doubt that, you know, you're choosing a career in that. Looking down the future in a career in agriculture, what has led you to choose specifically the ag communications field?
I really enjoy getting up and talk. I am the middle child of seven, and sometimes I think that little middle child syndrome has brought me towards the microphone and really getting up and talking and sharing our story. Agricultural communication allows me to stay in the agricultural industry, which is a community I've been very comfortable in, and I have always appreciated the support that comes within the agricultural community, and the chance to stay and work in such a neat industry is something that encompasses my dream job.
You are one of the three scholarship recipients. First of all, tell me a little bit about the scholarship that you received and what you're going to be able to do with it and how it's going to be able to go towards your future in agriculture.
I received the NAFB Foundation Scholarship, and this scholarship is allowing me to breathe a little easier as I work on different tuition bills, rent, housing, car insurance. It all adds up very quickly, and as I fund my own way through school, sometimes I find myself stressing about making those ends meet, and this scholarship allows me to breathe a little easier, take advantage of extracurricular activities, and maybe spend a little less time at the multiple jobs to make everything come together.
Well, it gives you the opportunity to build your resume, which you'll be using down the road really soon as you graduate. After graduation, looking down the pipeline, what is your ideal career in agriculture?
I wish I had that pinpoint reason. As a planner, I'd love to have that future goal, but the agricultural industry almost challenges us in the sense that there are so many opportunities, and I really... I'm like a little kid in a candy store again. I'm darting every which way and coming up with new ideas of a fun career. I always fall back on the chance of staying in the agricultural industry and something in communications. I've always enjoyed agency work that allows me to kind of dabble in different commodity groups and different organizations and work with different clientels. And I always say a job that lets me do it all is one that will really keep me challenged, and so hopefully someday I can find that agency that allows me to help all sectors of the agricultural industry and propel us into the future.
Well, congratulations, Stacy, once again here at the 70th Annual NAFB Convention in Kansas City. I'm talking with Stacy Sager, one of the recent Foundation Scholarship winners, and her future in agriculture. I'm Jamie Johansson reporting.